My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Curry, dancing on Batum, over the double team. Oh! It's a golden dagger!
NBC's telecast of the U.S. and France taking on one another for a gold medal at the Olympics. That was Noah Eagle on the call, and it was one of the legendary moments in recent basketball history. Steph Curry with a gold medal on the line, elevating the Americans, like he did one game earlier against Serbia when he took over late and made sure they got to the gold medal game. Danny, he made 4 3-pointers in, I think, 6 possessions, might have been 5 possessions, down the stretch of the game. And the last of them, the fourth, was unbelievable. Just an incredible step back. Only Steph Curry attempts it. Only Steph Curry hits it off his left foot, fading away, defenders in his face. He had another 3 in that sequence with one of the great pictures I've seen in a long time, with 7'4" Victor Wembanyama.
Just full extension, you know, almost like swimming in the air after to try to block it. Yeah.
He had to throw it over top of him. Basically like he's just throwing a basketball into the ocean, but it goes into the basket. What he did at the end of that game was one of the coolest sporting sequences I think I've seen in a long, long time.
Because he hadn't been the instrumental figure kind of throughout their run-up and in the prelims and, you know, kind of the round robin, even the quarterfinals, whatever.
That changed in the last 2 games.
Having that in your back pocket is a nice thing. Certainly the greatest shooter ever to live, knocking down some clutch jumpers. And it's one of those things where as I'm watching it, I'm going, what are you doing? No. Kevin Durant, the all-time leading scorer in Olympic history, is sitting there wide open on the opposite wing. I think there's even another player open in the opposite corner. That's a terrible shot. Oh, wait, it's Steph Curry. Great shot, Steph. Great job. You're in rhythm and you're feeling it, by all means. Everyone else is second priority. If you're comfortable, even if you're a little bit uncomfortable, if it's coming off your right hand, God bless. Enjoy the space.
No, they all knew.
Yep.
That was a heat check. It was a, you're taking this shot. But what's funny is so did France. So they're running guys at him left and right. There's defenders all around, and he basically is just trying to get a guy off the dribble. He can't do it, so he's got to basically run away from the basket, fall away, throw a ball up toward the rafters to come down. I mean, just off balance. An amazing shot, an amazing sequence, 4 threes in a row. So if you look at Steph Curry's final 2 games, his first 4 in the tournament, he scored 29 points. In his last 2, he scored 60. He grabbed 9 rebounds in those 2 games, had 7 assists. But the story was the 3-point ball. He was 5 of 20 through 4 games. In the last 2 games, Serbia to get to the gold medal game and then beating France to win gold, 17 of 26 from 3 for Steph Curry.
Unbelievable.
17 of 26, including the 4 for 4 down the stretch.
Again, it just reminds you that when you are not the single... when he's not the single focal point of an offense, like if you watch him in Golden State, when he's not handling the ball, he's running off 77 different screens, and the entire operation is designed to get him a look with his feet semi-set. When you've got Hall of Famer over there, Hall of Famer over there, Hall of Famer back here, and potential Hall of Famer in there, sometimes you're going to have some space to run around. man, oh man. Just to remind you, like, he's that good that if you don't pay 100% defensive attention to him, even if you do sometimes, it's still going through for three.
Olympic basketball is so fun. It's just great. And it's even more fun when the Americans weren't blowing teams out, as weird as that is to say.
Mm-hmm.
But that Serbian club hung with them, and that came down to the wire. In fact, that game with 5 minutes left, I'd say USA loses that 8 out of 10 times. You know, a lot of things had to go their way and did. And then France, to their credit, hung. I mean, they were right there till the final couple of possessions. And how about our buddy Bilal Coulibaly getting some big minutes early in that game, holding his own, playing good defense? That was really good to see.
It was big picture, yes, it was good to see. I'm kind of going, maybe later. Not now. Maybe a different tournament, buddy, against the Americans. But it was cool to see in the other games, too. But, yeah, it's a big picture. You look at the number of lottery picks. You look at the number of guys from France. It's not just some fluky, weird thing. Oh, because they have Wembanyama. It's the entire program is good.
Yeah.
Right? And there's a couple other places. I mean, it's remarkable to think about. You mentioned the blowouts. Back in 92, that was such a novelty. And that was so fun because nobody was close. That's the greatest collection of talent slash guys in their primes, Hall of Famers, whatever you want to call it, that's ever been assembled, in my opinion. That was the most dominant thing I have ever seen to date before or since. And it was in response to other teams send pros, we're sending our college kids, we're a little bit sick of this, watch this, and we're going to grow the game. It was a win for everybody except the other countries who had to face the Dream Team. But those games were so much fun because it was a coronation ceremony. These were fun because it's otherwise, you know, sort of strange bedfellows, right? It's like teams that are fighting each other in the Western Conference. Anthony Edwards has to pass to Anthony Davis and, you know, everything in between. And they're able to come together and overcome these teams that are, frankly, better teams because they play together a lot more. And these guys are kind of thrown together. Egos are sacrificed and anybody can be the hero. In this case, it was Curry.
The one thing that I saw after the game that was annoying to me was LeBron has 3 gold medals.
Mm-hmm.
And I even saw it today on ESPN with Kendrick Perkins saying, like, this now ends the debate because Jordan only had 2 golds. First of all, please understand that Jordan and the professionals didn't play in the Olympics until midway into his career. That's number one. But number two, what a stupid thing. I'm sorry. That's just... If you're trying to make fetch happen and pretend like LeBron's the guy, then you're going to have to grasp at some stupid straws. That's a pretty stupid one. I got to tell you.
That's an all-timer.
But congratulations to LeBron and Team USA on gold medal number 3 for him and continuing the run of American dominance in the Olympics in men's basketball.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.